Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody.
So tonight's show, which I think a lot of people are looking forward to, is called Contact Begins. And we're really excited about some of the things that are happening. So we're going to share some of that with you tonight. Some of it is very moving. Some of it's very sad. But it's all fascinating. And tonight I'd like to dedicate the show to the continued support of Earth. She needs our love right now, our light, and our assistance as never before. She is calling out for help. So please, not just the Gulf, but Earth as a whole. It's very, very, very important. We're definitely at a critical juncture again. So let's talk a little bit about the wonderful Grand Cross that we went through on Saturday. Oh, Lordy. Veronica, I'm assuming that you had phone calls from your people as well about all the symptoms they were going through.
Yes, people are saying that they're being stretched to the nines, and I'm going, yeah, that's what the Grand Cross does, doesn't it?
It's interesting. One person wrote that it's the evolutionary journey of the soul from the past, the north node, to the present, the south node, and this was based on all the configurations of the Grand Cross. And then I just have a couple little notes here. Something must be released in order for transformation to take place. Pluto is like the vulture of the zodiac swooping down to destroy the carrion of anything in our lives that's already dead. Emotional realignment. Following the lunar eclipse will begin a period of distinct biological mutation as well as a time to make important choices. These channels and neural pathways are being created, activated, and become usable for the first time in your new human template. And the channels are in the brain, of course. These are just little quotes from some of the stuff. I'm hearing that this mutation process will be marked by feelings of balance and stability as we effectively pull out of the energies that we're initiating and supporting our purification process during the last astrological cycle. I can tell you, and of course, we've got another one July, what is it, the 11th?
I don't know, but I know by the 26th of July, it should be pretty intense. It already is intense. How can I say it that way?
I don't know. And this is coming out of the next one, which again is, I believe July 11th. Will be mental and emotional stability and a deeply anchored presence in neutrality. And boy, we've talked about that and talked about that and talked about that. The neutrality aspect of this being so important as we see all of these things that are going on right now, very, 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 very difficult. And I know, Veronica, you had a lot of, when we talked earlier, there were a lot of things you wanted to bring up tonight. I'm going to share some of this contact information, and then we'll go back to some of the things you wanted to talk about, because I think they're questions that everybody's got, and, you know, I don't always tune in mentally to people's questions. I just bring forth the information, which is pretty much me.
Well, I guess we're covering the whole page then, aren't we?
Yeah, something like that. So let's talk about contact, because the reason this came up is I've had a variety of people, well, not a variety, several people who've had really extraordinary experiences, and I really wanted to share these because I think it's very, very important for everybody to get that we are now in alignment with contact. And it's going to come in probably when you least expect it. There, you know, we'll talk about the ways to get there in a moment. But with all the changes that we're going through, we are now opening up, readying ourselves energetically as we're going through these very intense clearing processes to, from a perspective of frequency, finally be able to connect. And I'm really very excited, and we have from children to adults. I mean, it crosses the spectrum. So I'm going to talk about one of the people that, and I've talked about her before, her daughter, which is very, very cute, has been actually channeling of being aboard ship. And she's, I think, 11 years old. So she actually drew the representations of the three beings that she's working with. And it was mind-boggling. She mailed them to me, and I was just blown away. One is Rivera, or Rivera, and feline in nature, absolutely adorable, and she looks fairly young, so obviously she's connecting with Haley, because they are fairly young, but they're amazing looking beings, different kinds of races. They have not given her names. The other one is Zhang, and these are so cute, because Zhang is actually holding his hands apart as he's moving energy between his hands. But it was interesting because he actually has a tail, although he looks very human, although his hair is standing straight up. And then of Fionia, who is really quite stunning in her high heels, and actually she's wearing some shoes that look pretty much like what they're showing on the runway right now.
Universal fashion.
Huh?
Universal fashion.
I mean, absolutely adorable. You know, with a skirt that sticks out almost, you know, it's very short, like, the Jetsons, kind of. And, but even down to the insignias on her clothing and, things in her hair. And, I mean, this is just, this one also is more on the feline, also has a tail. She doesn't have the names of their races or anything, but they are adorable. So, you know, here's our first one at 11 years old who's actually drawing these. And she has constant contact with them, so this is not just a one-time thing. The next one, which I thought was, is someone who was at the intensive, and she... for those of you who are listening who have been to the, were at the intensive, and she started getting contacted not too long ago that they wanted her to draw them. And now I had this happen also with some clients that were at the intensive, the twins, and years ago. And so Janet is an artist, but she does oil. She's not one to do drawings. So she had to really kind of backtrack in terms of how she was going to do this. So she shared some of the information and the names of the beings that contacted her and what they had to say. So I'm just going to share this with you because it's so beautiful, you know, that I think it's important that we hear these things to prepare us, to kind of give us a frequency alignment, that if we get contacted, we don't discount it, that we can actually be present with it. As she says here, that some of it's a bit disjointed, and it was very difficult for her to write and focus, so she was writing this as she was having the experiences. The first one was Igor, from this galaxy near the North Star. Syrian by name, but not by cause. We speak of the light and only of this truth. On a ship nodding north, what is your mission? To bring joy to you, to create the pathway of light from here and beyond. A mission of light, rejoice. Have you communicated with me before? Yes, indeed, a joy to you. Be of me. Rejoice in me. We are all of the one. And the images she was seeing, I was seeing a very large almond-shaped left eye and then a sideways silhouette and my baby steps in being able to draw him. Now, I want to say that what she was getting was she would get an eye or she would get a silhouette or a profile, but she wasn't getting, you know, this is, as this has been trying to come in, these are all beings that want her to depict them. So, you know, this is, like I said, this started years ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago, but now they're coming in very, very strong. The second one was Aguahashi. I am bird-like. I'm a relative of the winged ones. And for those that have worked with us, you're aware of the winged ones. Birds of the Soul Star, S-O-U-L. Message, seek peace in me. Allow the dance. We are angels of hope, joy, peace, and love. Open to us, receive our love. Follow the path. Enjoy each moment. Reach out in love. Be of the moment. Allow all in goodness. Allow it to be the symphony in grand harmony. From where? The Grand Central Sun. Purpose. To bring healing and love to your planet. Then she said she was given a healing gift. My palms were up and I was seeing and feeling a beautiful rainbow of energy going between them. This was bringing my body into perfect balance. I just sat there and allowed it to flow as I was in the most perfectly balanced state. Images. A few nights before this meditation, I had seen a bird-like head and a flutter of wings and nothing more. In the meditation, I saw the outline of this beautiful winged one. The figure was in brilliant primary colors of red, green, and blue. The energy in the wings was causing the colors to move and shift. They were almost iridescent and so beautiful. Then, 2 days later, she had a contact. Now, this is how cute this is, because sometimes people don't really know who they're connecting with. From Kuan Yin. I love this. Because she has it written down, she doesn't know how to spell it. And puts a question mark. Yes, my darling one, you are of the few able to be in harmony. Balance the good, allow all to be. Allow the glory that resides in thee. It is beckoning that resides in thee. Open your heart and dwell with me. Seek it. Embrace it. Feel the love. I am from the central sun, bringing love to everyone. Open and know that we are all one. Images, I was seeing blue-green emanating from my heart, very ethereal, moving out, encircling Kuan Yin. The message she was told to then strengthen the bond. Then, 2 days later, she did another one. So these are coming in very, very quickly, and you know, which I'm loving, because they're all wanting to be depicted. Her higher self came in. This was her first contact. The team did confirm with her that this was her higher self, Chamonix. And the message that came was, come dance on high with me, and who be you, oh, who be me. Chamonix, we will be as you, as one, you see. Now, this, what's interesting is that Janet used to get up in the middle of the night and write poetry and didn't know where it was coming from, and of course it was coming from the other realms. To be of love and only thee, we will be as we be. The highest voice for us to be. Rejoice in me as I rejoice in thee. For we will be just one, you see. Allow of the moment as it will be more of the grand symphony. There are different beings that are coming into Janet to have her draw them. But she said something very, very profound. She said, you can't go after it. You just have to allow it. Or you have to just allow it. And there's a difference in that energy. I have many people who want to see, want to see, want to see. There is an innocence to her where she's not throwing down the gauntlet and wanting to see, but being willing. There is such a difference and an allowance, and it changes your frequency and your opening. The last one, which is very, very moving. This was during a session with a client. Again, for those that were at the intensive, this is one of the twins, Genevieve. We were doing a soul lift. And mind you, everyone, these are people that would never make anything up. They're just not capable of it. This is not people conjuring anything. These things are really happening. And suddenly she was in a desert during the soul lift, and she was like, well, what am I doing here? I'm in a desert, and there are beings here, and I don't understand what's happening. And of course, I'm in channel, so I come zooming back in because this is, you know, too fascinating to miss. And it took a little while for her to get clarity, and because the team will always allow. They're not going to tell you. They want you to have your experience. And I want to say that she and her sister are one soul. They are from a very magical planet that they've been to during an intensive and a previous one years ago. And they came in as twins, but as two separate beings. And I always feel that together they're an incredibly big soul. It kept shifting for a minute until she could finally get it, and I guess the team asked her what planet they were from or what their names were, something like that. And what she said is there was no translation into our language, but that they were from the farthest corner of the universe. And they were making contact because the Earth was sending out a cry for help. She is wobbling, and she's in trouble. And this race is trying to assist her. They have crystalline lenses in their eyes, and they're sending the energy through their eyes into the crystalline grid of the planet. And I got so excited about this. At first, I was sad. I was crying. But for those of you that have worked with us, you have crystalline lenses behind your eyes, and they're upgraded every session. And I immediately got what contacted us was that so that we would know that we could do the same thing, that we could. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't assist the Earth, you know, and connect with the crystalline grid, but for those of you that have the crystalline lenses, you can send the energy through those lenses, through your eyes, into the Earth and send the energy through the crystalline grid. Now, for those of you who do the chakra activations, that's part of the chakra activations is to go, and I'll tell you what it just best part of it is to go to the chakra just below the feet, anywhere from 4 to 40 feet below the feet. And it's a kind of a burgundy wine color. It's very rich, very earthy. And what you do is breathe into the crystalline grid because you're just about at eye level with it. And breathe, send your energy through that grid all over the world. Only focus it to go not only to help what's on the surface of the planet, certainly, but the Earth herself. Another breath, you then send the energy out of your feet thousands of miles into the core of Earth in every direction. So these are active things that we can actually do to assist her. She's in trouble. And it's very interesting because Squirrel sent out kind of a blanket email about, for those of you that, you know who Squirrel is, if you've been listening for a while, you know who she is, but she's the one that sends all these wonderful channelings that I send out with the announcement. And so she does the... She does all the reading, and thank God, because I don't have time. But she was mentioning how, Veronica, the shadows of the sun are different this year than she's ever seen them this summer.
Yeah, I was reading that.
And she asked for a comment from the team. And the answer, of course, was because of the wobble. And so that wobble is actually making the shadows. The sun is actually coming. The sun hasn't changed direction. It's the earth. It's the earth. So I'm anticipating that many of you are going to receive contact. And I'm, again, you know, meditation is a very big issue, being consistent with it. But I really want to, I mean, there are some phenomenal things going on. The veils are changing people hugely, hugely. And I'll just give you a case in point. I had a dream the other night that I woke up and there were Indians all over the front yard. And then I went downstairs, there were Indians all in my family room and all over the backyard. Of course, they were also singing karaoke. And
were they Native American or were they Hindu?
Native American. And I live in a part of Las Vegas that this is very sacred ground up here. And I watched all of this area being built. I used to live a little further down. And I was very concerned about the fact that these were sacred Indian grounds, and I was always very in touch with that. I actually had to clear the energy out of the house, you know, as a result. But I guess because I have the portal here or whatever, but the veils are getting really thin, which means they may have been here all along and I wasn't aware, but the veils are getting thin. They're really, really, really getting thin. And so this is the way that we will initially experience contact. It's not going to be a fleet of ships landing somewhere. It's going to be personal to you. And, you know, again, I appreciate Janet so much for sharing that you can't go after it. You have to just allow it. I know so many of you have wanted to have contact in some way. Then there are those who never asked for contact and got it anyway. So.
Well, what are orbs? Aren't orbs consciousnesses, and are they related to extraterrestrial?
Extraterrestrials is really not, you know, the term, and I keep getting this from the team, is, you know, here I'm ET healing, is really
like paradoxes.
Not, right. When I call them in, I call in all levels, dimensions, planets, and races, because they're forms of consciousness. That doesn't necessarily make them extraterrestrial. All right? What we also forget is they could become very big and very small. I've seen beings in the healing room where they made themselves very, very small. For my little dog, Millie, they used to get really, really small. And Millie had a language with them, and I would watch her. She'd get down on her front paws and communicate with them. So, but we're so hung up on a being our size, or a little smaller, a little taller, showing up, that we don't always understand that it could be large, it can be small. Orbs are a form of consciousness, but there are many forms of consciousness. But we tend to relate to things that look like us or feel like us or move like us. And, you know, during the power retrievals and the soul liftings, we have seen more different kinds of beings inside of people's chakras than you can imagine. And they're all different forms of consciousness. They come in every shape, size, everything you can imagine.
Well, and the reason I brought up orbs is because sometimes they show up, for example, in photographs, they show up around some people and not others, in some rooms and not others, and I just thought there was a tie-in there from what you were saying.
I would say that that's a really good point. And we experienced that at one of, I think, the first intensive we did there was a doctor there taking photographs. And I didn't know why, you know, it didn't even occur to me, and he was taking digital photographs, and there were orbs in the room at that time, and they were around different people. And I, sometimes they can be beings or forms of consciousness that are connected to the being. Sometimes they are present to participate in an experience and will move towards someone of a specific resonance. Sometimes they carry information. Sometimes they carry downloads. It could be any number of things. In the healing room, somebody came over one day, and because she had seen all kinds of things in the healing room, she got instructions from a very famous filmmaker. He said, well, just use your digital camera going to infrared. Don't take the photograph, but go into infrared before you push the button. It's the first phase before you push the button. And there were all these green things floating all over the room. and she was blown away by them. And I said, you know, if you've got, and I don't know how I knew, I just knew. I said, if you got up really, really close, they'd have like little faces. But again, that doesn't mean... And they were fluorescent green. That doesn't, we tend to think of everything in our size. When we start working multidimensionally, things can get very small or very big. Right now, we've got something hanging out by the pool. My dogs are going out of their mind. Now, Echo often will float above the pool, but this is not Echo. It's actually in the tree. And my poor dog is, I think he's going to lose his ever-loving mind. It's not a cat. It's there all the time. And I would say 75% of the time. And, but I'm used to having things here, so I don't think much of it. And the dogs are used to seeing things. You know, they've never really, they bark at humans and other dogs, but they're used to ETs, you know. Which is really, really funny because they're like nutcases when I take them for their walk. But we're going to experience all forms, and we're also going to connect, you know, with beings that have crossed over, you know, with all different kinds of things that are going to be happening. Not to scare you, you know, but we're going through a very accelerated opening right now, really accelerated. And, you know, I'm, and personally, you know, I'm being very, very careful with the work I do right now, and because with the portal, stuff is just pouring in, and I'm having to really keep everything clear because everything's on the move right now. It's really on the move. And, you know, we're very potentially going to start experiencing dimensional shifts also, where you're walking through a room and all of a sudden you feel this almost losing equilibrium where you feel like you've been in another dimension or parallel experience and then pop back. Mm. And it can happen very quickly, or flashes of lights and boom, you're back. Geometric symbols, boom, you're back. I am getting reports of the geometric symbols from a lot of people. Flashes of light, a lot of flashes of light. I'm, you know, walk around anymore just going, okay.
I actually get a lot of that and a lot of, like, moving, like, walls and things. It seems like it's not the same and then it goes back.
Well, again, we're functioning in an illusion. So what you're really getting is the dimensional displacement of that which is an illusion. It's really not solid. It just appears to be.
Well, I like it. I like that part.
I know. It can be a little challenging when you drive.
Yeah. Take that propeller off the top of your car.
Now, you know, earlier today, Veronica, you asked also about what was going on with Earth, and you mentioned that, and which, by the way, during this eclipse in the Grand Cross, what I noticed with a lot of people was them waking up just really angry. You know, it's like this stuff is just coming up and out, up and out, up and out. And edgy, angry of having anxiety attacks, whatever. And this is, you know, the team describes it as trying to get the toothpaste out of the bottom of the toothpaste tube. which makes perfect sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I was just going to say, rather than ask a question, I'd love to hear what the team is saying about these times.
Would you like me to go into channel? I need to talk. All right.
Am I being bossy?
And that would be new because... No, that's fine. All right. All right. Here we are. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you. And you.
All right. So you've got a lot of questions, don't you? All right.
Yes.
Where would you like to start?
Well, I wanted to ask a simple thing, which I believe we've asked you before, and I believe the answer changes as we evolve, or we hope we're evolving, that as there's contact being made, will there be more help from the beings, for example, the Gulf situation, for the political stuff, for the shift?
All right. Very good question, Veronica. But we're going to try to explain it to you this way. You already know about the quarantine. You already know that you are a planet in evolution.
Yes.
All right. So waiting for the tipping point, this 2012 whatever. All right. When the quarantine comes up, or is supposed to come up, all right, this is a variable date. We just want you to be aware of that. But basically, the end of 2012. Now, does that mean at the end of 2012, ships are going to land and everything's going to... No. No, it does not, because this is a ever-changing situation. There's a constant monitoring of human consciousness and evolution going on. Constant. We want you to be aware of that. And you, as a collective, have said, no, we can do this. It's twofold. It's not one way. Do you understand?
Yes. How are they monitoring our progress, our consciousness progress? Is that a cheeky question?
Yeah, in a way, but no. All right. Well, many of you are being observed. There are a variety of you from different walks of life, different ways, and then there are frequencies and colors that you put on. It's not that difficult to read. What's going on? As a whole, tones, light, frequency. It's very easy in a way to read. Now, also, many of you are being monitored. Now, this would imply we hate to use those words because sure enough, somebody's going to be looking around behind them all the time going, oh, my God, am I being watched? Not in that way. We have no interest in your private time. All right? We don't. What is your level of consciousness? What is your desire? What is your passion and excitement? How much clearing and healing have you done? As you clear and heal, your frequencies, your tones, your colors change. Does that make sense to you? Now, you know, the map, the blue and red map, the United States, that's not too far off. Do you understand? It's a fairly, fairly good representation of what's going on with human consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are areas of chaos. And out of chaos can come amazing things. And you're on an exponential path. You must stop thinking in terms of linear progress. Because from here on out, it won't be linear. It will be exponential. Moving on every level in every direction. Because that's what you're doing right now, all of you. All of you. Now, are there those that will assist you in your desires and your intentions? Absolutely. We've been saying this all along. All along. I want to assist Earth. I want to do this. I want to do that. Trust. Ask for assistance. Co-creative assistance now. Bear in mind, it's your planet. It's your planet. Now, there are many, you know, the channel talks about dreaming the dreamers awake. That came from somebody else, but dreaming the dreamers awake. You are magicians. Magical. Not as in witchcraft magicians, but magical. Now, how bad does it have to get before you all step out there and take your power in your personal lives as well as on your planet? Now, each of you are going to do it a different way. There's a difference between active participation and capitulation. What we mean by that is, will I meditate every day for the planet? Do you really? Do you incorporate that into everything you do? Is it on the front burner, you see? You are Earth. Earth is you. We are you. You are us. And until you move out of this sense of separation, now, yes, some people are very, very angry. We understand the situation in the Gulf is a big problem. And it's not over, people. It's not over. Your assistance is needed on many levels. There are those of you that will become active out there to do something about what's going on in the Gulf. Some of you will be active about other things. But the Earth is in crisis. and her calls will be heard. And you will see them through activities on your planet. This kind of an event is not singular. There's a chain reaction to this. And if you, we've got a quote here. If you don't hear the whispers, you'll hear the shouts.
Mm-hmm.
This was a shout, not a whisper. Now, here's what we're going to say. Will you be allowed to play with nuclear weapons? No. Will there be a form of intervention with that? The government of every country who has access to capabilities with nuclear weapons have been visited. Their governments have been visited. They have been warned. You are not allowed to do this. Because now you're playing outside of your arena. And what you do with a nuclear weapon affects everything in the universe. So your damage doesn't stop with your planet then. It goes beyond. More questions, dear one. We hope we answered your question. Did we?
You have. The thing is that it's complicated for me, and you'd think you might laugh at me because I've been at metaphysics for a long time. But when our reality is subjective, I keep getting all torn up because I think we should be raising our voices about some of the inequities going on, and yet we're doing the energy and moving our consciousness.
Right.
So,
are you raising your voice?
I guess I'm raising it on the air right now, eh?
Excellent.
But sometimes I wonder if we should be, you know, making a bit more fuss. I know. I sort of know.
All right. Positive actions. Not finger pointing, positive actions.
Okay.
To take back your power is different. I'm taking back my power. You should be doing both. Taking back your power and assisting the earth.
Mm.
Because you're in the situation you're in. You know why? Because from a passive level, you gave up power. Most of you didn't know you were doing it. You were busy with your lives. And then it got away from you. And it really got away from you. Join together. We already have one person whose higher self came in and said, this is what you need to do, this metal and that and this and that and the other thing. And this is a person who comes through with amazing information. And they will be connected to someone that can look at it, would be receptive to it, and who has the capability and the reach to potentially do something about it. So connect.
Because that was the other question I was going to ask, is if reality is subjective, but sometimes it seems that energetically a number of us aiming for a similar thing is a stronger reality.
Of course it is. Well, that's what you're doing right now, a number of you aiming for something else, aren't you?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And isn't it really about empowerment, reclaiming who you really are, all of you?
Mm-hmm.
Find a voice. You have radio programs.
Mm-hmm. I read a story about massacres going on in Liberia and starvation amongst all the people. And the women, I don't know if you've heard this, but the women got together. They all started to wear white, and I guess thousands of them rallied around a building in which the leaders, who were very corrupt, were having these conferences. And they rallied around this building, and they wouldn't allow any food in until the people inside were starving. And they brought the government down.
Well, that might be a bit of an exaggeration, but if you're familiar with Liberia, it's not quite that easy. But
well, apparently they did change the... Well, I don't know. I haven't done any research. I just read the article today.
All right. Yes. Again. And we will tell you that women are going to be incredibly influential in the shift of this planet.
Wonderful.
Because you are taking your power. And you have found your voices. And if you're so inclined to form groups, get a hold of your congressman. But really be proactive if this is what you need to do. Find ways to align your energies in what it is you want. If you unite, you're going to be powerful because you decide to. But be clear about the way that you do it. Be clear about the way that you do it.
Because setting up negative reaction is not always so, it's not very practical.
No, it's not practical. And also, you're going to add energy to the negative, and that's not what you want.
Right.
Go in with your positive plans. Have a plan. Contact people in the United Nations. Find a way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you set your intention, you will receive assistance. We promise you. All these beings on the other side of the veil are waiting for all of you to do this. To rise up in a positive voice, an empowered voice, take back your planet. You understand?
Sure do.
But first and foremost, understand that your energies can assist Earth.
Mm-hmm.
She is alive. She feels your love. Now, not your sadness. That's not going to help her right now. She needs love and healing. Treat her as you would someone that you were going to do healing work on. Send her love and healing. Not just in the Gulf. Not just in the Gulf. She's out of balance. And more people. Right. It only takes a few voices, more and more people in suppressed. As other things begin to happen, and they're going to happen, people. As other things begin to happen, people are going to be afraid. They're going to realize that this is big, and scientists will come behind it. And they will say, look, this is because. We will give you a case in point. Oil is the blood of earth. If you have the leak like you have in the Gulf, the oil is a lubricant. All right? The plates don't just float on molten. They also have oil that runs all in these veins all over the earth. And without it, what do you have? Moving of the plates, not a pretty sight. Earthquakes, volcanoes. You're going to see activities. And you're going to see them reflected in your physical world, in your financial world, in other places. All of you are unique. All of you resonate in a different way, a different place that you can bring assistance. But keep your intention clear to reclaim your power. That's what all healing is about, is reclaiming the totality of who you really are. And as with Janet, connecting with her higher self, your DNA is opening, your RNA is opening. New neural pathways in the brain. All kinds of changes going on exponentially. Staying neutral, yes. But that doesn't mean that you don't take back your power. That doesn't mean that you don't try to correct course.
It's hard to stay neutral and make a response, isn't it?
Well, making certain that when you make a response, that you're doing it from a positive perspective. Joining, there are other people out there. Find out who they are. Find out who they are. You see, in Haiti, it was about raising money, feeding people, getting them housed. This is different.
Mm-hmm.
And no one seems to be able to make a decision to change it.
Going to have to say goodnight.
All right. Now, Veronica, you want to talk about your shows?
We're talking about dying next week and how to speak with people who are dying, Maggie Callanan and her book, Final Gifts. And I've been talking about being on Radiance, about being true to your true nature, and paring away some of the identity things we've picked up, and that'll be next Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Wonderful.
And Maggie will be on Tuesday at 8.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, we know time is up here. Tonight, we would recommend that you call us in and open yourself to the most appropriate contact, the beginning of contact. Now, you're already all in contact at some level, but something that you'd like to bring back from the dream state to really begin to open contact if you're ready. We are happy to assist you in that. Know that we love you all. Take action, people, with your planet. Work with her. She needs you. Until we speak with all of you again, we send you all our total, complete, unconditional love, everyone. And to you, Veronica, as well.
Thank you. Indeed.
Remember how powerful you are, please. Do not think yourself small in this situation. We know that you're all heroes. You may not know it yet. Until we speak with you again, dear ones, namaste.
Namaste. Good night. Thank you. Blessings, everyone.